Continues the Gemara, Daf Lamed Zayin, Omer Aleph, the last line. Munbaz HaMelech Oso Kol Yodos HaKelim. He made all the Yodos of the Kelim out of Zohov, out of gold. And Maskirin Oysel L'Shvach. Zog the Gemara, why is it only the Yodos, the handles of the Kelim? Navdino L'Didu D'Zov. Why only the handles? Zog Zashel L'Didu L'Kelim. Once you're upgrading, upgrade the whole thing. What is upgrading only part? Answer the Gemara, Omer Abaye, B'yodoy sakinin. We're talking about handles of knives. Zakrashi, she efshe lasi sakinim atmashal zov. The blade out of gold is not going to do the job as it would if it would not be out of gold. Stainless steel cuts better. Gold is weaker. It's a weaker metal. So it doesn't, Chmiri says, Behadje, ein choytchin yofe. It doesn't cut as well. Looks nice, expensive. But it's not going to do the job. So Mela, the handles he made out of gold, but the blade itself, the knife itself, he left. And that's why it's only the yodis. Zog the Gemara, because sakinim need to be sharp. Zog the Gemara, Meisve, I see the following question. Afu oso kane kelim. Meaning besides the yodis, it says over here in the Braisa, he also made the kane kelim. Zog Rashi, basise moishovon. That means the bases where they sit on. Kalim have a base. Those were also made out of gold. V'oignei kalim. Oignei kalim zagvashi is base achizoson. The place you hold on to them. I guess not the regular handle that we are referring to, but a base achiza. V'yodos kalim. And it says yodos kalim, which we refer to as the yad, as the hand where you're holding on to the yad of the kli. V'yodos sakinim shal yom kippurim. And it says clearly it differentiates two different things that he did. Yodis Kalim and Yodis Sakinim Shem Kippurim. So we had a teres before. Mumbas upgraded only the Yodis of the Sakinim. Well, this Brisa says it's not only the Yodis Sakinim. It says also the Yodis of the Kalim. And he can't answer Yodis Kalim means Yodis Sakinim because it says separately, it says Yodis Sakinim Shem Kippurim. Zog Rashi. V'katoni v'yodas sakinim v'yodas kelim v'katoni sakinim v'katoni kelim. So we see clearly back to the kasha because we see clearly that why did he not make the kli itself? Why is it only the yad of the kli? Now, interesting. The Gemara says a lashon of yodas sakinim shel yom kippurim. It sounds like there was a sakin for Yom Kippur. What does that mean? A sakin for Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur had its exclusive sakin. So someone explained based on the Gevur Sari, some of the Achronim. The Gvur Sari later on in Daf Mem Dalet says that on Yom Kippurim we know that you had a machta, and the machta went lefnai v'lefnim. Throughout the year there was also a machta. When they brought the keteres went into Hechel every day. So he says that the machta of Yom Kippurim, he brings the rye over there, is meyuchad for Yom Kippurim. And if you're going to utilize it now throughout the year as a machta for a daily going into the Heichel, the machta itself is considered the Hirode from Kedusha. So he says that there was a machta meyuchat for Yom Kippurim, even though there's no difference in the Kli, is a Kli. Right? Big day, Koyan and Koyan Gdolim, we know that's different. The Godim. But here we're talking about the Kli, is of the machta. But since this one enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and this one goes into the Heichel, you cannot take that machta and now utilize it throughout the year to go to the Heichel. It's a rod of the Kedusha. So based on that, we see that Kalim of Yom Kippur, even though it's the same Kli, might have to be made separate as Kalim for Yom Kippur. So the Chiddush is a Gevaldige Chiddush, if that's the Pshat over here by Sakinim Shem Kippurim. Because the Sakin at the end of the day doesn't enter any different place it does throughout the year or in Yom Kippur. The Sakin is itself the Mokam Shechita. Shechita doesn't have to be Bechlal, Shechita is Bechutz. I mean, it doesn't have to be old. It has to be where it's Shechted. Sofen HaMizbech, not at all in the Heichel, not at all in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yet what the difference is, there's only one difference. The dam that comes out, that emanates from the Maisa Shechita, this dam goes lefnai v'lefnim, and this dam doesn't. That itself would require an ayasakin, which is a big chiddush. Taking the yisoid of this gvur sagi and the machta to a step further, the hainu, that the sakin that brings forth the mitzvah of the kabbalas adam, and that dam goes lefnai v'lefnim, and this dam doesn't. Davzan asakin miyuchleim kippurim. As I stated in Gemara, the Gemara says v'yodis sakin. One second, but Yodis Sakinim Shal Yom Kippurim. So it says Yodis Sakinim of Yom Kippurim, Meduktik. Yes, what were you asking?
I
You're not taking the gold in. You're taking the blood in. No. Stop. Where does it say it is a machta of gold on Yom Kippur? No one discussed the word machta at all. I said the machta for the keteris, zok the gvur sarin, daf mem dalet, the machta of the keteris, which was not made out of gold, went and was different than the machta that went into the hechel, because since it went into the kodesh hakadoshim, nothing gold. Gold is this gemara. Yodis sakinim, knei kalim, oy knei kalim, yodis kalim, yodis sakinim, shayom kippurim. But these kalim never went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We're not talking about a sakin that you bring into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. All the Gvuras Ari is saying is that there's a din of Harod LeKedusha. If a machta was brought lifnai v'lifnim, that same machta cannot now be brought also to the Hechel throughout the year. There's a Harod of the Kedusha. If the same machta went lifnai v'lifnim, that's brought now in a different place. So Melu Huadin, the Achronim want to say that the Sakin that brought about Dam, that went lifnai v'lifnim, that Sakin had to be a Meyuchadik, a Sakin for Yom Kippurim, because if the Sakin is going to be the same Sakin throughout the year, the Dam that comes about through that Sakin is not going to go lifnai v'lifnim. So you want to have a Sakin Meyuchad for Yom Kippurim. Now the fact that the Sakin is a yad that's made out of zov, that's not relevant to Ein Kateg Nasanega. You're allowed to have zov on Yom Kippurim. They wore big day zov on Yom Kippur too. You're not allowed to go with zov lifnai v'lifnim. For that you wear big day lovin. So the fact that there's a zov on the sakin, which brings about blood, which goes lifnai v'lifnim, that's really too far removed for the sugi of Ein Kateg Nasanega. But the main thing is the Gvuras Ari is not discussing Ein Kateg Nasanega. He's discussing Harod LeKedusha. Something that's like Milam Kurdish Vaimaridin, something that's meyuchad for Lifnai Vilifnim, that so that can't be used now for not for Lifnai Vilifnim. So what then the sakin that brings about blood that goes Lifnai Vilifnim cannot be the same sakin that does not go Lifnai Vilifnim. The fact that the sakin is gold, that is not gonna stare me like Enka Tegana Sanega, this big deal zova you wear throughout Yom Kippur too. So again, let me just make clear, Legabe, what you're asking.
You're saying that big day Zov, you wear on Yom Kippur. Nobody said you don't wear big day Zov. No one has a problem with big day Zov. Big day Lovin is big day Lovin. Big day Zov is big day Zov. You go lift an Irish family with big day Lovin. Nobody takes a sakin anywhere. There's no moving with a sakin around. The sakin is a Meister Shchit and then that's it. Vibalt, he says, that the machta that goes lefnai v'lefnim is nicht dezelfde the machta which goes to the Hechel. So the sakin that's used, the shech that they bring the dam lefnai v'lefnim, zol nis zayn, dezelfde the sakin shvi meyuchad v'yom kippurim. So you want to know, how do you have a sakin made out of gold if that's going to bring out dam that goes lefnai v'lefnim? The answer is, that's too far removed from Ein Kateg Nasanega. Ein Kateg Nasanega means gold can't enter lefnai v'lefnim. There's no gold entering lefnai v'lefnim. There's red entering lefnai v'lefnim. That's the avoider. How did the red come about? Through a sakin of zov. Yes, we have a mazundere sakin because that sakin is going to bring about the dam lefnai v'lefnim. But the sakin that it can be gold because that's going to bring the dam to go lefnai v'lefnim, that's too far removed from Ein Kateg Nasanega. We don't find a precedent for that anywhere else. That's all. I mean, you ask the kasha, this is the kasha, I'm being magde your kasha, and I'm being differentiating. You hear the difference? That's it. Very good. But that's the difference. Klar, but that's the difference in the dam and in the sakin was tutta maizah shchita, which is going to bring about dam that's going to go lefnai v'lefnim. Because after all, he doesn't wear big day zov in Yom Kippur. It's not like big day zov is off limits. Zov is not off limits. Zok digamal again. V'yodoy sakinim shiyem kippurim shel zov. So we see our kapon in the kasha is, you're telling me, that what? That he only did yodis of sakinim. Here it says clearly yodis kelim, yodis sakinim. Enter the Gemara. Tilgama abaya bekatato denalge v'chatzina. We're talking about other handles. Other handles of things that need to be non-gold, that need to be sharp and cut. What are those? Zogdrashi, yodis hakadoimois, umiglois. Those are also axes and hatches and things that cut. So because they have to cut well, they were not made out of gold, just the handle was.
What's it with Yom Kippur?
You did all
axes
there was all types of things. Then you did hefshet, the nituach. There was all types of things that you cut.
The
eitzim, okay? There was all types of things that you used.
Not
mechubel kaker, there's no eitzim. Not, they not go chop wood chopping. There was they, that they gizra ate him. But for sure, about nituach, nituach for sure was using knives. Can't do nituach without a knife. It doesn't tigma by bekatan. It doesn't. I don't know if it says special one for Yom Kippur. It says sakinim shem kippurim. But a sakinim of Yom Kippurim that bring the dam lefnai velefnim. That's the miyuchad of Yom Kippur. I don't know if sakinim that do the hefshet have a different. That doesn't say anywhere. Sakinim of Yom Kippurim, the chiddush was based on the verse that the macht is miyuchad. So the sakin that brings about the ikka voida, the dam, that sakin has to be miyuchad of Yom Kippur. Could it be gold? We said lecharia. Yes, it could be gold. The handle could be gold. But the sakin was miyuchad Yom Kippurim. Doesn't mean that the hatches that you did other things hefshet. Was Yom Kippur dick? That doesn't go to Fnai Vilifnim. What'd you say?
That was made out of gold, no?
That was made out of gold, right? But what does that have to do? What does that have to do with Yom Kippur? What does that have to do with?
The Mishnah says that he made it after Yom Kippur.
It says that he made it. The Yodas Sakinim for Yom Kippurim, but the other regular Yodas Kalim, the hatches, they were not used for Yom Kippurim. So the Maisa state though in the Brisa that the Yodis Sakinim Shem Kippurim and Yodis Kalim, we had a clearly that is an extra lotion. So we answer Yodis Kalim is going on Karta the Nagi Vichatzina. Zokti Gemara Tono Hilni Amalka Zok Gemara Hilni Amalka Osa Nivresh Al Zov. She made a menorah of Zov and it was placed on top of when you enter. Tono b'shosha chamez erachas, when the sun rises, nitzoytzoys yoytzi mimeno, it shines. Now when it shines, this menorah shines, v'hakol yoydin shigia zman kriyashma. Zman kriyashma. Zman kriyashma doesn't mean what we have serves zman kriyashma. That's sholosh ois. We're talking about zman kriyashma. That means when you start saying kriyashma. That's lechatchila. But the yevet, we say until sholosh ois. But the zman, like vasikin, supposed to daven vasikin. We daven b'diavad after v'sikin, but lemaisa that is what it means. It means that this man of kriyashma was obvious for people to know that it's man for kriyashma. Zok Rashi, she gives man kriyashma because the sun first Rashi before says the sun rises from mizrach and it goes to the pesach echa with sad mariv, so you're able to see the he gives man kriyashma k'tanya mitzvosa im nehanetzachama. That means since v'sikin daven with the netzachama, so Zok Rashi the kriyashma is im nehanetzachama. Which means right before, in order to dam vasikin him netzachamo. Now Tosis over here, what?
How could you kalim to shlema? I thought you can't get kalim to the base of mikdash.
So this is not the tavnis of the mikdash. This is not a kli that's used. Ketavnisom, according to Ramban, is only going in the mizbeach and the menorah, and not going in everything and the shulchan. No, but this is not the menorah. This is not the menorah. This is not the menorah. This is a menorah just for use as a mirror effect. This is not the menorah. That's the menorah that they lit every day. This is on top of a heichel, a plaque, so to speak. Not a plaque. A menorah on top. Now, when you enter the heichel, it's not the mokum of the menorah. This is not the menorah. Now, she made it a symbol of a menorah. That's what it was. Now, the Gemara says that in order to be able to know when Zman Kriyashma is. Fekma Kashav Dem, Meisvei, who's this for? Hakoy Reshma Shachris, Im Anshe Mishmor. If you're going to read Kriyashma together with the Anshe Mishmor, the avoid of the Kohanim that is mutal on them early. So they're marked them to Kore Kriyashma because maybe they'll be busy with the avoida. When did it start? They start before this man. Did he start before Alois? No, but he started L'chorim, but his man that it's Mutter decreed, but B'di'evet. So that's not this man that a person that's not an Anshe Mishmer should be reading. HaKoresh Ma'ashachzim Anshe Mishmer V'Anshe Maimed. The Anshe Maimed are the soul that are oimdim as a shliach of the tzibur by the korban. Tishmu L'hakiv Li. There's a mitzvah that Mishamed to oimed on the korban. Now they're Ma'achrin. Why are they Ma'achrin? Because they have to be there until the Avodas HaTomid is over. So who is this for? Who is this knowing this exact zman of Kriyashma for? Zog the Gemara, Kriyashma shachzem anche mishmer v'anche maimed lo yotza. Why not yotza? Meaning you shouldn't be doing it then. B'nei she anche mishmer mashkimin v'anche maimed ma'achrin. The anche mishmer do it before this man, or before the ideal zman, and anche maimed o ma'acher, meaning ma'acher before the Gemal Shois, but the Ma'achar from the exact man. That's one way of learning. Rashi says, Ma'achin likrois at klois avodis atomit. So Rashi leaves it a little open. They only read Krishna after avodis atomit. Does that mean after Gemal Shois? Or does it mean, no, avodis before this man of the service man Krishna? Just they don't do it at this man of Vasikin. Pashtas it means before the service man Krishna. Just the Ma'achar from Netzachama. So what's the whole purpose of the Nitzotzes? However, there are others that learn, the Gvur Sari says, Behedya, that they read it after Zman Kriyashma. And that's why the Losh HaGemorah is HaKori Moin Lo Yotza. Lo Yotza means literal, not Lo Yotza L'chatchila Dikawei. Lo Yotza because you're doing it after Zman. Now, what's the din by after Zman? The Gemara says in Brochus, Taftes, Kekori B'Torah. It's not, you're still a Kekori B'Torah. It's Kekori B'Torah. But Lamais, it's Taka Lo Yotza. They were Osik B'Mitzvah. They couldn't do it. Mitzvah Vegas, you have to know, Kerib Torah. But that's how he learns the Gemara. But either way, who is his Nitzotzes for? Enter the Gemara. Omer Abaye, L'sha'a Amad B'Yushalayim. Zogt V'ashi, Haboyim Ba'azora, who similar ideas man Kriyashma. It's for them. It's for the people that come, L'sha'a Amad B'Yushalayim. For them, Taka, to know when this man is. Now, Tosis over here has a few pshatim. What is this Zman that we're talking about that Kriyashma is B'Vasikin? We know that this Vasikin means Tfilah, Shmoneh Esrei, the Tfilah itself. So if Kriyashma is K'Vasikin, that means that Tfilah is not going to be Vasikin. If you're going to do Tfilah K'Vasikin, then the Kriyashma is going to be before that. So what is the L'chatchila D'K'Oifen? Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that if you're going to daven Tfilah K'Vasikin and Kriyashma before, that is not the right L'chatchila D'K'Oei. We don't fear like that, and we don't pasken like that, because we daven kavasikin if we medak tiktaka, and then Kriyashma is right before that. So it's if Kriyashma is kavasikin, tefillah can't be vasikin. It's a different time. It's a few minutes apart. So Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that the whole vasikin of people that are memarin to say Kriyashma before is shaloi kedin. Is that the lashon of Rabbeinu Tam? Shaloi kedin, and they're only doing it because of chavivas that they have for tefillah to dam benetz. And because it is Rabbeinu Tam, you know, it's not la locha. There were those that even when they daven vasikin every day, they said Kriyashma again afterwards, because according to this shita, it's before this man. It's after Alois, but it's a kabbalah before this man that is lechatchila. The other shita says no, that ain't chenami. That Kriyashma is meant to be before vasikin, and tefillah is right after that. Meaning tefillah Shmoneh Esrei is exactly by vasikin, Yeruha im shemesh. Now everyone agrees. What'd you say? Why?
You say Kriyashma with the nates, you do Shmoneh Esrei with the nates.
Right.
So what are they all?
No, the other shita is that you do Kriyashma before nates, which Rabbeinu Tam calls b'di'evit. That's what we're passing. Kriyashma before nates, and tefillah is vasikin is tefillah. Rabbeinu Tam says that is b'di'evit, that's toyim. That's like it in because you're doing Kriyashma before. Now, everyone agrees, Taisa says, that this man, even if he's ever seeking, this man is until Gimel Shois. That's called Seves Man Kriyashma. But Akaponim, this Gemara of Layotza is two ways. Does it mean that it's after this man, or does it mean just Layotza is not the L'chatril of man? So the Gemara's Maskon is L'shar Anshe Amo B'Yushalayim. Zok Gemara Vafi also Tavlo. She made a Tavlo, and that Tavlo was for the Pash of Soita. Shmamen Okoish V'Megillah Tinek L'Slamidbo. Meaning, you're allowed to write a Megillah. Pashtas, just like Dvorim Shebiksavi to Yeshoim Lom Baal Peh, Zok Chassam Sofer, why? Because you don't know the Chaseris and the Yeseris when it's Baal Peh. It's not in front of you. So too, if you write only a Pasha, a Megillah, the Tinek L'Slamidbo, then you might be missing out the Hemshech, which is Negeya for the Etzem Limud of the Droshes. So Mela, that's why you can't just write one Pasha. You won't realize that what it entails, what the whole Pasha really constitutes. So Shmami no Kaisim Megillah Tinek L'Slamid Bo Tzemachloikas and Gittin. Are you allowed to write a Pasha L'Slamid? L'Chorev, here we see you do. You wrote a Tavlo. Enter Gemara Omer Shlokim Shumim B'Yanai Ba'alef Beis. No, we're not talking about the Pasha itself. We're talking about Rosh Tevis. The Pasha, the Rosh Tevis of the Pasha of the Soita. Right? At Ki Sotis. So Im Sotis, you write Aleph, Sin. Im Sotis, you don't write the words out. Zog the Gemara Meisvei, we see clearly not like that. Shu Koisev, Goyev, Koisev. When you write the Pasha, the Megillah, you look at the Tabla, Masha Kosu B'Tabla, so we see clearly the Pasha itself was written on the Tabla.
Zog mora ema roya v'koisef k'moshe kosuv. That means you write based on what is written. What is written is alphabesa, and that you're reminded what to write. Zog mora roya v'koisef k'moshe kosuv b'tavlo. Feg mora kasha meisvei, it says clearly, to koisef roya v'koisef mash kosuv b'tavlo. Uma kosuv b'tavlo, it says black and white, what's written in the tavlo. Im shochav ish oisoch. Now, really, there's no such pasuk im shochav ish oisoch. It's ma'at ki sotis. The Rav Miranzberg brings that's what Rashi comes to answer. Rashi over here in Amud Aleph Lamed Ches says im shochav ba'at ki sotis. Im shochav means ba'at ki sotis. V'im loy shochav im sotis im loy sotis. So it says clearly that you're reading the parasha off the tabla. So we see that you do write it. Enter the Gemara hosom b'sirugin. That means as follows. You can write up to a certain amount. Three words you can write. That's not called the Kansa Parasha Ketana. Three words you write, and then you write Aleph, Beis, Rosh HaTevis. Then you write three words, then Rosh HaTevis. Three words, up to three, you can write. Zog Rashi in the Tav, B'sirugin. Im loy shochav, the three words, Achav Rosh HaTevis. At Seif HaMikra. Va'at Kisotis, Va'achav Rosh HaTevis. At Seif HaMikra. Yit Hashem Oysoch, three words, Va'achav Rosh HaTevis. At Seif HaMikra. Uvo Amayim, Va'achav Rosh HaTevis. Im shochav at Kisotis, that the Merav Ransberg explains, that the posik is Va'at Kisotis. Don't say im shochav like sibekro. That's how we look. Back upon him, it's like a three and Rosh HaTevis. Tosfos on the bottom says, Sirugin, hoda omer perek shenin megillah. O selichta vafilo ois achas. You're not allowed even one ois. Shaloi min aksav. Kevin exiva Rosh HaTevis v'Rosh HaPsukim. So Tosfos answers as follows. If you can write ois achas shaloi min aksav, so then how are you writing the parsha of the Megillah Shlomo Naksav? If you're telling me now, they not write even one Oy Shlomo Naksav when you write. You have to always look at the parsha. So what did you gain by having this tavla? It's not written. It's Shlomo Naksav. It's only Rosh HaTevis. Zok Tois is Rosh HaTevis. It's not Shlomo Naksav. Yes, it's not considered that you're writing a parsha Achaz B'Torah because it's Rosh HaTevis, but it's not Shlomo Naksav. You're looking at something which is not called Shlomo Naksav. That's one teretz. V'oid she parsha ketana, since it's a very small parsha, shori, kesherim and also mitfilim mezuzas, from the migas agisen, you're very familiar with it, so that's not a problem of shalom inaksav. So, Tois is saying, chiddush in the two truths, in the first teretz is, that vibalti look at Rosh HaTevis, that itself makes it mitoch aksav. Is it called a parsha ketana? No. But mitoch aksav, it would be considered. We'll stop over here.